There is no better time to talk grain than after a good bout of rain to get our season kicked up and going, and it certainly has done that. Joining me from Plumgrove this morning is Tyson Fry. And Tyson, always good to talk after a bit of rain.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Good falls across most of the state, Chase, so I think everyone's pretty happy.
Yeah, they certainly are at the moment. Very, very buoyant. Let's have a look at markets and how you're seeing them and how they sort of tracked over the last few days since I've spoken to you.
Yeah, wheat futures markets have remained on the defensive over the last week. That's probably part of the market's ongoing reaction to the USDA's June supply and demand report. We've seen increases in US and Black Sea production estimates, and that's pulled Chicago back below $5 a bushel, while the rains here in Australia have helped ease some production worries for the time being. We have seen oilseed markets strengthen of late, though, which is good. Now, with recent rains in the US Midwest delaying the planting of the last 10 million acres of soybeans, this has helped new crop prices remain well supported above that $5.50 per tonne mark.
Yeah, that is good to see. The rest of the market a little bit ho-hum at the moment. Let's get back to what Plumgrove is up to at the moment in light of markets, and also with one of your products in Cash 5, which has been pretty popular across the time and it's finalising for last season. So how are you seeing this one?
Yeah, so this is our shorter-dated cash sales program that we started back in January. As you said, it wraps up this week, and we're really happy with how it's gone. So the objective of the product was to outperform the cash average, and it will do that. So that's a good result, and we're, like I said, very happy with how it performed.
Yeah, that is good, and no doubt farmers will be keen to see what they do get in their back pocket at the end of Cash 5, and we'll talk about that again in coming months. It has been a very popular product. With the end of the financial year coming, I suppose this leads to a little bit of action with those that have deferred contracts with delivery dates and those sorts of things, but also for some farmers that might have some old season's grain just tucked away still waiting to spread their cash flow out into the new year.
Yeah, absolutely, Chase. Obviously, for growers that took out contracts earlier in the year for July delivery, fast approaching July, so just be aware of that and get the grain as soon as you can, and we'll get some money out to you. But also, like you said, for growers that are still holding stock from last harvest, as we move into July, it may be a good opportunity to touch base with Plumgrove and discuss what options you've got. I think as we head towards harvest in a few months' time, there may be some pressure put on those old crop prices, so it's probably not a bad time to look at what options you've got.
Yeah, certainly worth making the phone call. 1300 411 155 is the number for the team at Plumgrove. It is certainly approaching very, very quickly. Next Friday, 3rd of July, is our Royal Focus Golf Day, and it is being supported by Plumgrove. So, Tyson, we might see some of your team out there, but we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yeah, sounds good, Chase. Thanks.